Voice of Liverpool.
Welcome back, episode 4. Very special guests today, but first let me talk to you about our sponsor. Awesome offers, brilliant Liverpool fame. So based in Liverpool, doing all your special offers, loads of half price deals. If you haven't seen it already, go to awesomeoffers.co.uk. You'll see them on my socials. They'll be tagged into this podcast online as well. So make sure you check them out. Keep it in Liverpool. They don't just have Liverpool offers though. They go Liverpool and beyond. Awesomeoffers.co.uk. Big thumbs up from me. Thanks for being this week's sponsor.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Dead excited about this. We got caught in the rain. I bought a brolly for a fiver. That didn't work, which I'm raging about. But I'm with one of my best mates. But he's now known to me and my lot as Cayman Kelly. Dave, you're back in the rain.
Yeah.
You've left the sunshine.
Well, I do remember you saying to me though that it was going to be gorgeous when we got here. Oh, it's been gorgeous all week. And then we got here and it was raining.
Well, let's take the notice. It was gorgeous for a minute.
Look at that.
Tell everyone, what's it like living in the Cayman Islands?
Oh, it's mint. Yeah, it's really good.
Are you sick of me visiting you yet?
No, because very few people come to visit.
Well, it's dead expensive to get there.
Yeah, and it takes too long to get there as well because the flights are stupid.
Yeah, so you have to go like London.
Nassau.
Nassau? Didn't even know that was a place.
Stupid.
Is it Bermuda?
That's Bahamas.
Yeah, it's one of them. But yeah. you don't get off the plane.
No, you don't know. And also, you are crap at all of this. Because the amount of times she'll ring me at, like, I don't know, 4:15 in the morning. I've just come off air. What's going on? It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's not for me. It's not 4 o'clock in the morning for me. It's for me.
I'm like, why are you calling me now? Or she waits till the afternoon and then rings me. It's 8 o'clock my time, which is radio time, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the morning. I'm like, why? I don't call you in the middle of your show. So why are you calling me in the middle of my show?
Having a mate, I don't know if anyone listening knows this feeling. When your mate goes and lives somewhere where the time difference is different, something happens during the day and you just need their opinion on it and you can't wait 6 hours
so
until they're in the land.
A respectable time. No, but it's good though. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dead sunny in that.
I like it more when I'm there with you and yours, just waiting by the pool while he's in work.
Yeah.
It's great. I'll just wait here, Dave. And when you come back, I'll have the bacon.
But I have a proper job as well, which is annoying.
So talk us through your job. Where do you work?
So I work for a company called Stingray Media. They've just changed their name.
Yeah.
But I went over to run their top 40 station. Mm-hmm. And so, like, me and you were on 6 till 10.
Yeah.
I was back in Newton Willows by 10:30.
Yeah.
Sometimes 10:15 if we left early.
Sometimes 9:15.
Which most days.
Truth only on this podcast.
Is it dead truth?
Dead truth.
Yeah, we would always out the game by 9:00.
Yeah, of course.
If you were listening at 9:15, that was recorded 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, we were sometimes walking through St. John's before it was even open.
No, that's just the way don't buy expensive technology that records you if you're not going to use it.
What about our Christmas shows when we'd record the whole show by like 6:10?
Just ridiculous.
And then we'd watch Home Alone.
It's just stupid. But it wasn't only Home Alone we watched in that studio, was it? But let's not talk about that because we'll probably get told off
I
for
want
that.
You to talk about it.
No, we can't talk about that.
You'll get arrested.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, people saw.
That was the problem. So we were laughing and joking around, adults.
Yes.
In a studio with other adults.
Yes.
About certain videos.
Yes.
That you can watch on the internet.
And we had like a little pen drive that you used to bring in.
No, because you're making me look really bad now. No, they were on the internet.
I'd be mid traffic bulletin and he'd pop up onto all the screens. Now there was like 4 tellies around us. Certain grown-up videos.
But it was good though, wasn't it? It was funny.
And sometimes there'd be guests next door, like famous footballers.
You were coming with City Talk was next door, wasn't it? And they could see all the screens. So I'd be not done. I didn't know they were there.
Yeah.
So I'd put a video on just for a laugh.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know. Some footballer would be there and like Steve Hollisall would be like...
And in the background would just be a whole lot of action. And we just sat there like rolling my eyes. But we had good times.
That was good.
So you left it to go and work in the Cayman Islands on this bus station, which I've got to say, I listen to when I'm there with you.
It's all right, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
But you know, we used to sit in the studio on the reg and go, oh my God, Adele again. Why are we playing Pink for the 15th time? And I'm going to... You can tell me if I'm wrong here.
Oh, no.
There's a guy that I want to ask you a question about because it's got this type of radio in the UK written all over it.
Go on.
And when I hear him, I refuse to play this guy. So I'm like, oh, drone off.
You get to actually choose the tunes.
Yeah, because I've run it. So it's
so
great.
So who have you banned from Cayman Radio?
Kieran DeCroix.
Oh, Kieran DeCroix.
How many times did you play him before it hits Radio Live or whatever it's called?
So that's
kill me now.
When you have a gig coming up, of course, you've got to like show some love to the artists. Yeah. What, do you know, in his defence live, he was bloody brilliant. He plays his own flute.
Oh, does he?
He gets his flute out And he plays it.
Well, he's the next Ed Sheeran, isn't he?
Right at the end of the set. Yeah. So he has someone stand inside stage holding his flute in two hands.
What sort of gig is that? What do you do for a living? I hold Kieran the Crow's flute.
And then he comes out, delivers it to him, and he goes right at the end of his last song, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then off goes the flute man.
And I thought he just plays a chorus.
Wow.
For a flute.
I don't know if he does it all the time.
What has happened since I've left this country?
Blew my mind.
Oh, he plays a flute. What a legend.
So you're living your best life. Grab your cuppa, go on.
Yes.
Living your best life.
It's good. Yeah. And so it went really well because I went over there to do the Top 40 station. And then they gave me the country radio station to look after. And then they gave me all of them to look after.
And his country is big over there as it is now because it's just...
All they had over there back in the day was country.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, because it all got piped in from Miami. So it's big, big, big thing country.
So the job itself you absolutely love. Give me a couple of things that surprised you about the game. You'd be in L because you were doing the drive show. Or was you doing the breakfast show?
No, it was the drive show, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, I was doing it from after the magical 9 o'clock hour when you all thought we were on the radio and Dave was recording the Cayman Islands.
So I'd run to the Pound Bakery,
yeah,
get us a bacon, egg and a hash brown.
And it's, can I just say as well, while you're saying that, and that's what caused that. Right, all these Pound Bakeries caused that.
If you're listening to this on your...
Oh, yes, if you can't see that.
Your podcast listening device, he's now showing us his diabetes
sensor.
Sensor.
Which I didn't have before.
Don't blame me for that. You totally had it. When I first met you, you said that's why you fasted all the time.
Oh, is that the excuse
so
I used?
Had
oh, God. I forgot. I didn't remember what person was the what excuse I used for my farting. But it's medical, though. Honestly, I swear down.
I love this. This is going to be the fastest pace. You might know when you listen to a podcast and you put it on like plus two or plus three, someone's going to be somewhere now going, I need to slow it down. I can't understand.
Sorry,
what
everybody.
Saying.
Sorry.
Don't see each other often. Not
no,
in the
flesh. It just all comes out. But that's what happened the other night when I got to your house, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were up till like 1 o'clock in the morning. That was my 38th hour of being awake, but we just had to get it all out.
Yeah, we did. We had so much to catch up. And it's lovely on the phone and FaceTime, but
yeah,
you can't beat up close and personal proper gym wag.
But no, it's I like it. It's good.
You love it. What was you surprised about? Because you're being able to do like New Year's gigs and the odd little trip. But when you actually moved there, what were the shockers?
Fish fingers.
The price of them?
Fish fingers, yeah.
How much?
Probably $13, $14.99. And everyone goes, oh, well, wait, but it's Cayman money. Yeah, it's 98 cents.
You
the
don't
pound.
Pay tax, so you've got.
I do.
Money.
I pay tax on fish fingers and bacon.
That's the thing.
A bacon, but I genuinely, you've seen it. The bacon is like $19.
When I got there, I thought you couldn't live here and pay tax. So instead of paying legit tax like we do here, they stick.
Now, don't get me wrong. If you're a multimillionaire, what a place to live.
Which most of them are. Aren't
yeah.
Is there any middle ground? Oh, you're the middle.
Yeah,
ground.
We're the middle ground. Yeah, yeah. So you have like the entry level kind of work permit holders, which.
Yeah.
I don't know how they survive, if I'm honest with you. Then you have like middle ground people like myself.
Yeah.
And then you have the obscenely rich people.
Super rich.
Whose houses we've shown you.
If you follow me
from behind the wall.
And if you don't, Leanne Campbell on Instagram. If you follow me on there, I'm going back out in a couple of weeks, but every time I go, I always try when I'm walking down that beach facing your house to video the houses. They're just
And they're like the mediocre houses too.
No.
Yeah.
They get better than that?
Yeah, right.
Stop it.
Yeah, we'll take it. You can't get in, that's a problem.
How much would you reckon the most expensive house on the Cayman Islands?
I know this. I know the answer to this.
Go on.
Off bike, because you know Joe.
Oh yeah, Joe from Formby.
The most expensive house on the market
is
$48 million. That's the one down the road. That's got the sea that comes in.
Can you see me brain trying to work out?
Yeah, we thought it was Versace's house.
How many notes is 48 million? Loads.
A lot. But the one that's for sale, not been sold.
Yeah.
The one that sold for the most was, I think, was 28 million.
Okay.
And that was
reasonable.
It was all right. And it's up near Breakers and Bodden Town, that lot, and it sold.
Have I been there?
Yeah, we've drove you past it and gone, no, that house sold for 28 million doing the tour.
Is that where the golfing thing was, where you drove me around that estate? Do you remember?
No, that's just other expensive houses. Oh, it's obscene.
If I won the Euro Millions, I'd be totally on that estate, mate.
So
scousing up that estate big.
So good, honestly. It's a mental place. I love it.
The chickens freak me out.
Well, the chickens they stand outside KFC. If that's not double hard,
isn't it?
I don't know what is. That's good though, isn't it?
Isn't it just...
But they're everywhere. They're like proper nuisances.
Yeah.
And
they're in the airport. You come out the airport.
No, they're everywhere, yeah.
And there's just chickens running around the car park and it looks like they've escaped from somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's their land.
Yeah.
Where just they allow us to be there, don't they? You come out of a pub bevied and they're just there.
They're everywhere. Yeah. And they wake up in the morning and everything, you're not allowed to feed them. So you will get fined $500,000 and potentially sent to prison. But,
what?
You know, if you murdered someone, that's all right. But if you feed a chicken, You're done. So guess who feeds chickens all the time? Guess who, yeah. She who's the sort of douchebag that would feed a chicken all the time? Yeah. I'm going to feed the chicken. Babe, we'll have to sell everything we own if you get caught feeding a chicken.
We have sat with gin and tins by your pool and fed the chickens.
Truly. That's what she talks
truly.
About.
Truly. So that's their like...
She lives on.
That's their gin and tins yeah. over there.
She loves it.
They call them Trulies. The watermelon Trulies. Kath has ready for me, Susie.
Yeah, there's a whole fridge full of Truly when you come.
I love a Truly.
No, it's good. It is
so
good.
The chickens, the price of fish fingers.
Yeah.
Posts. Remember I sent you loads of Liverpool memorabilia?
Yeah, well, no, I don't. Because it never got to me, did it?
Never got to.
Now, listen, this may get heard in the camera, so I need to be very careful how I tiptoe around this. But someone stole it.
And he doesn't feed chickens.
Yeah. Well, I don't. My wife does, so sue her. But no, genuinely, it got nicked.
Yeah.
There's no postal system. So it's weird.
I'm fumed.
Which I didn't know at the time. And I gave him my address and went, hey, here's my address. Yeah. And then stuff just went missing.
So you can't post anything
no.
to you?
So that's why you've got loads of stuff at your house from Amazon. So every time we come back and see anybody or someone comes over to visit us, which is normally the powers,
yeah.
we're like, can you, if we post some stuff to your house, can you bring it over?
Bring it to us.
And then you have to bring it over and...
We
yeah.
smuggle all the gear.
Yeah, you're throwing me under a bus here.
We smuggle it all in.
But I am taking back. Because you have to pay import tax on everything. So, but only if it's over $500. And everything I bring back is never over $500. So I never get in trouble. But the stuff I've got to smuggle back for Catherine this time. I want to take back. I'm not smuggling nothing. Take
it.
Back.
I love it. The other thing I want to talk to you about before we go back in time.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about the fact that you're living in the Caymans now.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, I love coming over and seeing you at work. Mm. But I very rarely see you do work. Just between us and everyone listening now. Have you gone away with loads of drugs money and this is all a cover?
You haven't, she hasn't actually been in the radio station once since I went over there.
I went in once, but no one knew him.
Who's this wandering around? Didn't even get let in.
Didn't have a fob or not.
Did what? No, but it is a blag though. I'll tell you what, it's a blag.
I know a lot of people will be tuning in specifically for this episode. There'll be people who listen to the podcast, have done for years. It was season 4 now. And they listen to loads of different people. Carol Vorderman, you know, famous people you know off the telly, whatever. Who've never even listened to me on radio. They just listen to the podcast. But there'll be people listening to this because they're fully invested in me and you.
Yeah, it's so strange, isn't
follow
it?
The journey.
Yeah.
And they want to know the ins and outs, the things that we've never spoken about on radio. And we've never spoken about on social media because we keep it chirpy, chirpy, cheap, cheap as we do. We try to spread a bit of love and a bit of happiness. But I want to just talk with you about the stuff that we know that no one else knows.
But here's the thing. I am more than happy to say whatever because I don't care anymore. I'm not coming back.
No, no. Let's not start.
But I don't want to throw you under a bus.
You can't put me in a situation, let's be dead honest. Let's start with you personally. What was going on in your life at the time that people didn't really know about?
Like, everything was messed up at that point in life.
Yeah. You just bought this lovely house.
Yeah.
On a gorgeous estate in Newton the Willows.
Yeah.
You met the woman of your dreams.
Well.
She's fabulous. I adore
her. You can tell how brave I am because she's not in the UK me right now. Yeah. Here he is, Billy Big Balls.
Yeah, I'm glad.
No, I have missed her beyond belief these past 3 days.
It's gorgeous. We had a lovely moment last night where she FaceTimes and we're all chatting to her. But my Jay was that bevy. He's got no memory.
Didn't remember it happening.
He says, oh, did Kath phone? I said, Jay, you've been on FaceTime talking to her.
Like, talking to her.
Love her. And we have so much fun together. But you had this dream house. Dream job. She was thriving in work. She worked in radio as well.
Yeah,
sales.
Yeah.
She was thriving.
Yeah.
You had this dream wedding. Like,
That was a good blag, wasn't
it? Best weddings I've ever been.
I mean, I'm not entirely sure my wallet agrees, but.
Oh, no. You're probably still paying that off now.
Yeah.
It was sensational.
Yeah.
We had the time of our lives. And then, of course, the next step was you both wanted a baby.
Yeah.
David had been saving for the baby more than he'd been saving for the wedding.
It was a shit show, basically. So we knew we wanted to have a baby at some point. We were both getting older, though. And I think at the time I was probably 38 and she was 39. Mm-hmm. So we realised we were good. It wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, what are we going to do about this? So we went to I'm not going to name places because that's just snide, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we went to a hospital. Went to the doctor, sorry.
Yeah.
And the doctor was like, oh, yeah, don't worry. It'll all be okay. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Then we went back a few months later and went, no, we've got a problem. Something's not right. We are trying everything. I can laugh about it now, but we'd have some adult wrestling.
Yeah.
And then she'd literally go upside down with her head It was ridiculous. It got pathetic, the things we were Googling,
but
trying
we've
to do.
We've all done it.
Yeah.
We're that so much.
Stupid.
You get the app.
Yeah.
You know exactly what
now's
day,
the time.
What time, what temperature you should be.
There's an episode or a story arc on Only Fools and Horses. I don't know if you used to watch that.
Yeah, I love it.
Rodney and Cassandra were doing the same thing. Ronnie's like, oh, it's Tuesday, 8 o'clock. I need to go home and get it on. Yeah. It got to that
but
point.
We've all been through it. We all know exactly what you're talking about.
And it didn't happen. So we went back to the doctor again and it just dragged its heels to the point where when they eventually went, you've got a problem here.
Yeah.
She was over 40. And that's a cutoff point for the NHS. So they were like, normally you can have a couple of goes, if not, it's a long time ago, so I can't remember now, but it's like you can have a couple of goes at IVF.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it with you because you're over 40. And I get it. It's a publicly funded thing.
Yeah.
We're basically wasting money on you because you're over 40. Yeah. It's the way they kind of look at it, I believe. So we didn't want to do that. So we went to a private clinic in I think it was in Wigan. And they were lovely, really, really nice. And they did all the tests and they gave me loads of stuff to have. And this is all happening while you're trying to be smiley on the radio.
This is what I was talking about in one of the previous episodes. You know, someone will kick off and phone and go, I tried to get through for a competition. You never, and I'm going to report you to your boss. And in the background, you're dealing with like the most horrendous things, like everybody else, real life stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes you want to just go,
get stuff. Yeah,
but you have to be smiley, nicey, smiley, even
it's
at
rough.
Times when it's tough.
Yeah.
And I remember this conversation with you and you were like, I've been saving for this baby. So if it costs every penny I've got, this is what I want. And I was sitting there in that studio going, this is it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Whatever way it happens, it's going
to
happen.
Well, that was the thing. We were like, I don't care. This, I need to name the place then, this place.
Yeah.
Who have not a bad word to say, but they had like proper specialists.
Yeah.
And I didn't care about the price. You know, we were like, sell the house, sell that. That's what we've got to do. We'll downsize it, whatever we've got to do. And even they turned around and went, after all the tests, and we found out it wasn't just, in the beginning it was me, I forgot to mention that, it was me.
Yeah.
And then they found out it was Catherine too. And that's when we've got to go to this place.
Yeah.
So we went and they went, look, we've done all the tests and everything. I've been on these weird drugs for ages. It changed slightly. Nothing really.
No.
And they went, look, our professional opinion is you're wasting your money if you do this. And you just, it's shit. And you got to try and take on board the fact that, well, that's that. And then they sit you down, they try and almost counsel you and go, but you could adopt, you could go to, I think it was Greece and artificial insemination, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But Kath just didn't want to do that. And it's fine because that's, it's her body.
Yeah.
And they reckon
speaking to you both separately, and this is the kind of stuff when the songs are playing, that we're sitting.
And this is the deep stuff that, like, there isn't many. And we've just gone for this now in different friends, because obviously different radio shows are being broken up right now.
Yeah.
And some people just move on with their day, and it is what it is. It's a colleague, it's someone you work with.
Yeah.
But this our relationship never was that. It was more than that, and that genuinely is, that's not normal.
No.
I mean, you've worked with loads of male co-hosts.
Yeah,
that makes you sound. You've worked with loads
I've
of blokes.
I've had loads of fellas.
but you know what I mean. It doesn't necessarily happen.
No, you have a bond. You have a friendship. You go through stuff together.
There's a professional bond.
Yes,
but I think this breached the professional bond. It went further.
Oh, I've felt his lumps in the back of his card and everything.
Holy shit. If anyone's listening to this now.
It's fatty liver.
Yeah.
You know, we are like brother and sister.
They only got me the other week.
Totally.
Oh, I rang you about that, didn't I?
Yeah,
I went back. They
did.
Found nothing.
Yeah.
Do you know what they found on me? They did an ultrasound. Do you know what they found? This is legit. And this isn't because this is like an edited podcast.
Go on.
They found gas in me. That's why I fart, mate. That's why I fart.
So it's wind.
Yeah.
They went in the back of Dobby's car park.
All these things in the back of your kidney and that. Yeah, no, it's wind. It's gas.
After all that worrying?
Yeah.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Yeah. This is how long you got on the podcast? When did your batteries
this
go flat?
This is two-parter already, I've decided.
Jesus.
So you're being told, you know, you could have artificial insemination, you could use someone else's sperm, someone else's egg. Kat could try and carry that baby.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in the studio and you've got your thoughts on that. Kat's got her thoughts on that. You were both in very different places at one point.
The reason being was they said that, so mine didn't swim.
Yeah.
I can't remember the ins and outs of it, but it didn't have to swim, did it? It was being inserted.
Yeah.
So they could use mine.
Yep.
But it won't be Kath's ex.
Yeah.
And my brain went, well, it's growing in you.
Yeah.
It's your baby.
Your blood's going through the baby.
It is intrinsically yours.
Yeah.
She was like, nope.
It's not my egg.
Not my egg.
It's not my DNA.
absolutely fine. Mm. You know, that is...
But would it be your DNA if your blood was going through it? I know a girl who I had on one of the very early podcasts, Tracy, she donated her eggs. And she said, no, it's just egg. It's like skin. It was like donating skin to someone else. And she donated one to her mate. And her mate has a child. And I remember thinking, oh, could I detach that much?
Yeah.
It depends which side you're on.
It does. And it's that thing that it wasn't for me to decide.
Yeah.
Whatever she decided, we were going
to
do.
That's a wonderful way to be, because some men...
It's her body.
...like that. Some men would be like, yeah, I want a baby. I can get my sperm into an egg.
Let's
push for this. But you never did that.
No, that wouldn't have been a thing.
No.
And then we spoke about adoption and... I can't put it into words right now, but it wasn't something that we wanted to do right then.
No.
It was too soon.
Yeah.
And then you start panicking because we were told 40 is quite old. Mm-hmm. That you just get an absolute panic on. But that was part of the catalyst of, let's just leave.
Yeah. There's
nothing left for us.
Savings for nursery fees and
to
bring this child up, and I've got these savings.
Yep.
Let's just, while we can, take a chance.
Yeah.
And off you went. And it was a weird moment for both me and you.
Yeah.
We were all in lockdown. Obviously, legally, I was allowed to be there.
Oh, God. This is such a minefield of a podcast, isn't it? Yeah.
Anyway, here I am in some garden in Newtley Willows, and I bumped into Dave, and we said our goodbyes, and we sat in the garden and stuff. And I remember saying to you, I've got this feeling. You're going to go there.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
There'll be no stress.
Yeah.
You're going to be so chilled. You'll be dripping in suntan lotion. And you and Kath are going to get pregnant.
Yeah. And holy shit balls, what happened? Just mad. So this was 2 years into Cayman. So it was 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
So it's actually, because I couldn't have talked about this like...
Oh, God.
For about 2 years.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've publicly spoken about this?
Yeah, no one knows. Yeah, not a thing. Hardly anyone in the Cayman knew. Yeah,
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, no, I'm all good with it now. Okay. So we, standard day at work, and I can remember it all, like, absolutely clear as a bell. Yeah. Standard day at work, I'm in the toilet, because everyone answers the phone in the toilet, right? That's the thing.
Of course, yeah.
So I'm in the toilet, and the phone rings. Now, Kath's not been very well for a couple of weeks now, and she's like, I'm going to have to go to the doctor. And she didn't really go to the doctor that often because she's always working. I'm going to go to the doctor. Okay, well, let me know if you're okay. And then a random number rings me. I'm a Cayman cell. Cell, look at me. I'm a Cayman cell.
American, uh-huh. Yeah. I can't even believe it.
And I was like, hello? And it's like, hello, it's Dr. Cuff. And obviously your ass goes immediately.
Yeah, she's dying.
Yeah, something horrible. So she's going to tell me she's got a big C or something. Yeah. And she says, hey, I'm with Catherine. And I hear Catherine crying in the background. I'm like, did this get beeped? I'm sorry. I keep using bad words.
Free for all, mate.
I'm like, oh, shit, mate. What's this going to be about? And then she says, Kathy's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I didn't know. I never met this lady in my life. And I remember it quite clearly. I was like, fuck off to the doctor I'd never met. And I didn't know what to say.
Because she's just come to terms with.
Yeah, we've moved out there to not have a baby.
Yep.
Yeah. And, I just couldn't comprehend what was happening. And she went, I need to come here now. And I knew where the doctors were because mm-hmm. it was a tiny island. So I didn't say anything else to the doctor. The only words this doctor's ever heard from this potential father is, fuck off. that was it. She said, come to the doctor's. So I was like, right. So I just put the phone down, ran into my office, got my bag and just ran. And the whole, you've been in the building. You've seen the building where I work. Everyone can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, fuck, and my phone's going mad with the boss and like colleagues at work, what's wrong? And they, at the time I was parking over the road, I just sprinted over the road and my cars are stopping.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking hell, what's wrong? And I'm dinking all these phone calls. I just turn my phone off in the end because I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. So I speed down to the doctor, and there's a pharmacy in front of the doctor, and I walk in and there's someone waiting for me at the door, the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Not the doctor, the pharmacy. I'm like, the fuck? Mm-hmm. Anyway, then they shuffle me through past all these people into the doctor, and then there's just Kath in tears, and we're like, what? Because Catherine didn't get it either.
Yeah.
So at the time we were still quite COVID-y.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the ins and outs of it because it's a bit of a blur that bit because I wasn't there. But it was she was weeing on a test.
Yeah.
And Kath thought that was a COVID test. Now, why she thought she was pissing on a COVID test is beyond me.
Because it was all bonkers.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy time. And she wasn't really thinking about stuff. And I don't know if it was necessarily a weed test, but long the short of it was, Kath thought she had COVID. And she was like, oh, fucking. And Cameron was quite anal about COVID at that point. You weren't going to leave your house or anything. We're like, oh, we don't need this again. And Dr. Kelson, are you pregnant? So Kath didn't believe it either. Yeah. So they made her do it again. And yep. Anyway, I got in there. And then they just, yeah. Fucking holy shit. No words describe that. What is going on? What is going on?
So he messages me and he goes, I need to call you at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And again, in our bonkers life, I go, all right, but I can't be FaceTime.
I forgot about that. You had something done, didn't you?
He said, it's got to be FaceTime. I need to look at you when I'm saying this. So in my head, I'm going, oh God, something dreadful.
Something bad's happened.
I can't, mate. I can't let you look at me. I've had fibroblasts or something.
Is that what it was? Eyes. You did look funny though, to be fair.
So I looked like a wrestler. All my eyes have been burned. I had this terrible reaction. Two swollen big eyes, like a mask of brown dots. Like they came up at the side, like cat eyes all over my face. Just horrific. Funny. Couldn't come out the house. It was absolutely horrendous. So he FaceTimes me. I'm going to put a picture up on
We had your glasses on to begin with, didn't you? And I was like,
yeah.
Get them off. I want to see your face.
I was like, I can't. And then he tells me the pregnancy. And I'm like,
well, we showed you the test, didn't
we? I can't cry because like, it's hurting me blisters.
Look at this. And she was like, oh, are you COVID? And we're like,
it was
no.
The most amazing moment.
Yeah.
Sobbed for me mum. My mum sobbed. Phenomenal. Little Hayley, she sobbed.
It is cool.
Everyone was just over the moon. This was like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Best news ever.
Two people that can't have a baby, told medically they can't have a baby, having a baby.
Having a baby.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Yeah, but it didn't really work out that way, did it?
No, it did not. No, not at all.
The story's about to take a turn. Let's get a fresh brew. And you lot are going to have to wait for part two of this podcast. For now, we'll leave it here. Don't forget to listen to the next episode. It might be an emotional one. Should we do it?
Yeah, make it. Put some whiskey in the brew.
Okay, job's done.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.